News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Well, I sincerely hope you like what you're here with our new show, our new lineup on FM Talk 106.5. Because off the air, Dalton has now projected that we will be working together for the next...
At least three decades?
30 years. Dalton is predicting on this day in 2020 that you will wake up in 2050. And it will be the two of us. I'm very flattered by that. the idea that at 92, I'll be just whacking them out of the park. Still part of the show.
The news has been so crazy this year, I can't even fathom what the headlines in 2050 would sound like.
Mm.
No telling.
That's a good point. That is a real good point. Let's get you started on the road with a little bit of traffic from Kane.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, officers are just finishing the paperwork up at Rangeline and Hamilton Boulevard. That wreck out of the roadway. Again, still seeing delays because of construction beginning now at Dauphin Street and heading northbound on I-65 all the way to I-165. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the 3 fish tacos, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls. We'll see you today at Hooters. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
AL Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig. We've got three big things we're looking at. Well, we're looking at a lot of things, but the three big things, who's going to keep us safer, Biden or Trump? Would you like to be part of a Back the Blue boat parade? Maybe you would. You can find out more about that. We'll talk more about it, too. And also, what will Mobile Mardi Gras look like in 2021? These are subjects we will talk about. Also, you can read about them at FMTalk1065.
All right, time for the coronavirus update, as we do every morning right here on FM Talk 106.5, and very near 6 million total cases of coronavirus nationally, and over 175,500 have died due to COVID-19. Now, the word of today is, or the phrase for today is probable cases.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about probable cases when I get to the state numbers here in just a minute. But nationally, the number of daily new cases has been falling from its peak for over a month. Yesterday, there were 31,500 new cases added. That's the lowest daily total since June 22nd. Now, normally the reported numbers on Monday are lower than every day of the rest of the week except for Sunday, because issues with the weekend and getting those numbers in. But right now we're averaging around what we were seeing back on June 29th as far as daily new cases. The number of hospitalized patients is now as low as it's been since June 30th. We're back up to testing over 715,000 per day, and the seven-day average for deaths per day has dropped to 914. It's around the lowest since July 26th. The big news over the weekend, the CDC released a report, and according to that report, only 6% of deaths so far have COVID-19 as the only cause mentioned. That means that 94% of the patients who have died so far from COVID-19 also had other, quote, health conditions and contributing causes. Now, after discussing this with some people around here at FM Talk 106.5 and reading up on it a little bit.
Who are the experts you spoke to here in our building?
Every person here is an expert, and I polled everyone in the station yesterday. Well, most people in the station yesterday.
We have a good team, by the way.
We really do, good of course. Folks. 8 hours 2 hours of live local talk beginning with us at 6 a.m.
Yep.
But I think when you look at those numbers, so 6% have COVID-19 as the only cause mentioned. I think of the 94% that have multiple causes, a lot of them, maybe more than half of them, I don't know exactly, but probably got the virus and already had one of those comorbidities or contributing conditions before they caught COVID-19. But I also think the way this was phrased was probably poorly phrased. I think that COVID-19, just reading some of this, may have caused some of those contributing causes. So it's strange, but it does show that if you've got other health issues, you're more likely to experience greater harm if you do catch COVID-19.
That. And we knew that, and that was stressed to us from the very beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what shocked us all was this 94%. Number that came out over the weekend.
Right, that was big news. In Alabama, over 117,500 confirmed cases now, and over 2,000 have died due to COVID-19. There are 969 Alabamians currently hospitalized. That number has been dropping for weeks now. And the new thing in the Alabama Department of Public Health numbers that they release every day, and I check that site. I also check BamaTracker.com, which kind of compiles all the stats and makes it easy to digest. They make charts and individual counties and areas that you can check out. So what the Alabama Department of Public Health has been doing recently, just like they've been doing the whole time, they put the new confirmed cases for each day up. Yesterday, that number was 696. But they've also been including what they call quote-unquote probable cases. And when they add the probable cases into the numbers, then yesterday we had 823 total, including those probable cases. So what exactly are probable cases? They've tried to answer that a little bit. And the Alabama State Epidemiologist Sherry Davidson said probable cases are someone who previously, they said probable cases were someone who came in contact with someone who had tested positive and were displaying symptoms but had not yet had a test. Well, now that number includes that and also people who have received antigen tests. So antigen tests are a bit different from the common test that we've all come to know and love over the last few months, where you show up and they stick that swab all the way back into your nose through your brain.
Who wouldn't love that?
And then the back of your throat. So that's the test they've been using. Now with these antigen tests that promise quick results, we talked about the new Abbott tests last week that have like a 5-minute turnaround.
Yeah.
Those do have higher false negative rates, but they're including those now in the charts, not as confirmed cases, but as probable cases. And the issue here is they're finding a lot of labs and hospitals that were not reporting those tests. So they're doing them after the fact and putting them on the current totals. So it looks like we've got new cases that are being added this week.
But these
last
are probable.
Week. And who knows how long ago these probable cases actually happened. And that changes the numbers, which makes it difficult to see exactly what's happening in our state. So take this week's average, for instance. Right now, we're averaging 911 cases per day in Alabama. But if you include probable cases, that number jumps up to 1,335 per day. Now, regardless, the number of new cases has still been dropping in our state since we were averaging over 2,000 per day back on July 18th. Testing-wise, we're averaging around 8,500 tests per day. That's about 4,500 fewer than our testing peak that we hit 2 weeks ago. Current hospitalizations are the lowest they've been in a month and a half, but deaths recently spiked back up to 19 per day. That's around what we were seeing just a couple weeks ago. Locally, you look at Mobile and Baldwin counties. Mobile is averaging 68 cases per day. Baldwin County averaging 48 cases per day. For Mobile, cases are down to around what we were seeing at the end of June, but they have spiked recently in Baldwin County after over a month of falling cases. Good news, hospitalizations the lowest they've been in over a month, and locally in Mobile and Baldwin County, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. So really hoping that number drops soon. But hospitalizations lower, new cases lower, things are looking better in the world of coronavirus.
Things are looking pretty nice at it, University of South Alabama, Hancock Whitney Stadium. Thanks to Brian Freeman for giving me an invite out there with some other members of the media. And to Dr. Joel Erdman for giving us a tour. You would have loved this.
Yeah.
So a tour of the new stadium. And one thing that Joel pointed out was, regrettably, that the stadium was built in a way where you weren't just seated, but you were socializing. There's a lot of areas where people can socialize, especially if you buy seats in certain areas. There's a beer garden in the South End Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool. And he said, we did everything we did with this stadium was to make it a great fan experience and that people could socialize. And he said, so I guess it'll have to be a year before we can do that. Now, of course, they've got a game against Tulane in a few weeks.
Yeah, September 12th, they open the stadium.
6,000 will be allowed in that 25,000-seat stadium. I'm not sure how it tickets. This is pretty encouraging. Next year, they open at home against Southern Miss. The game's already a sellout.
That is incredible. That's great news.
Impressive, huh?
Did they let you down on the turf?
Down on the turf, too, yeah.
Did you do the Deion Sanders high step, or what was your move?
Standard 40-yard dash, and I won. Blew everybody away like I did against that kid from McGill.
Yeah.
You've got sports coming up.
Yeah, and speaking of South Alabama, the head coach of the Jags, Steve Campbell, gave a preview of the season on the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday. Also, another high school in the area has had to shut down their fall sports due to positive COVID-19 tests.
Wow.
More on that coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blunt on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the 1 and 2 bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
719 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The South Alabama Jaguars will kick off their 2020 season on Thursday night in Hattiesburg, Mississippi against Southern Miss. Yesterday, the team released their depth chart for the opener. Sophomore quarterback Desmond Trotter has won the right to start at quarterback for the Jags. Last season, South's offense was averaging only 14.5 points per game before Trotter took over in Week 9. During the final 4 weeks of the season, the offense improved to 26 points per game and won their season finale against Arkansas State. Yesterday, South head coach Steve Campbell joined the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5, and Campbell discussed the obstacle that his team has had to overcome to get to this point.
Yeah, I just can't say how proud I am of our guys, our team, the character, all of that stuff to get to this point. And you know, we're ready to play football, so it's very exciting for us.
Traditionally, the team would head to their destination the day before a game, stay in a hotel the night before. This Thursday, due to virus precautions, the Jags will board buses to Hattiesburg and hop off the bus ready to play.
Normally, you'd go, you'd spend the night in a hotel, you'd eat downstairs in the convention hall at the hotel, have a walk through, get on the bus, all that stuff. We're tried to eliminate as much of that stuff as we can.
The Golden Eagles are 2 touchdown favorites over the Jags and one of the first 2 FBS games of the year. It's set to air on CBS Sports Network beginning at 8 o'clock on Thursday. High schools in our area and across the state continue to do their best to keep students in class and student-athletes on the field during this pandemic. There have been several football games canceled already this season, 2 weeks in, due to positive COVID-19 tests. Yesterday, Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler announced that Baldwin County High School will halt practice and competition in football, cross-country, and swimming until September 9th due to positive COVID tests. According to Tyler, the 3 sports combined at Baldwin County High have produced a dozen student-athletes that have tested positive or are presumed to be positive for the virus. The Tigers lost by 1 point to Mary G. Montgomery to begin their season, but now must forfeit their next 2 games versus Blount and at Saraland. 721 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And Joe Biden speaks. We've got that for you next on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still got the traffic cones up northbound 65 from overnight construction. They're putting them up now, but seeing heavier traffic between Moffitt and Airport Boulevard. No delays across the Bayway. The good news is a couple accidents we've got have been moved into parking lots. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors, all for your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs, all board certified. With over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast, see them at pmg.mt. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Good morning, y'all. It's Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwick, FM Talk 106.5. Text line and the phone line are the same. We'll open up the phone lines in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106. Diana on the text line says, well, she welcomes me to the station. That's very nice of her. And then she says, she's on board with Dan and Dalton. No dogs on the lap, in the lap when you're driving. In fact, she does. She secures her dogs if they're going any stretch at all. I didn't even know people did that.
What, secure their dogs?
Yeah, in the car.
Oh yeah, the dog safety market has grown over the last few years. They've got dog seat belts, dog harnesses. You can really strap those things down, but you got to make sure you take them out of the car when it's this hot.
Sure. My dogs, you know, I'm old school. They were on their own. Now, they were not on my lap, but, you know, I had a stop real quick on University, and little Scout went flying a little bit.
Yeah, I put my Boston Terrier in the passenger seat and then brake check him all the time just to make sure he's got his balance still.
Yeah, very good. 725, what's up with the opponent of President Donald Trump?
Yeah, so we talked about the president earlier visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, and we'll talk about that more in the 8 o'clock hour. But his opponent, Joe Biden, finally out of the basement. You know, you've been hearing the president talk about that for a while. But Joe Biden yesterday opened the first week of the general election campaign with a flight to Pennsylvania. Of course, that's a must-win battleground state for both President Trump and Joe Biden. But the presidential challenger delivered a rebuke of Trump's actions following riots and protests in these major American cities.
The incumbent president is incapable of telling us the truth, incapable of facing the facts, and incapable of healing. He doesn't want to shed light. He wants to generate heat, and he's stroking violence in our cities.
Stroking violence, he says there.
Saw that.
Biden also,
I heard that.
He dropped off pizzas.
He's a violent stroker.
Yeah, and dropping off pizzas at a local firehouse. I've seen that movie before. Took photos with first responders. Even swung by a private virtual fundraiser that was headlined by, anyone want to take a guess?
You told me, I know, and it's kind of bizarre.
Cher was the headliner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. For some reason, she was the special guest for an LGBTQ-themed virtual fundraiser that raised nearly $2 million for the Biden campaign. Cher said, Joe is smart enough, he's kind enough, he's strong enough. I half expected her to say, and doggone it, people like him after that.
It should have been next.
And then she trashed the president, called Trump an idiot. But Biden's trip to Pittsburgh yesterday, his first substantial travel in months. Of course, local rules regarding coronavirus meant the voters couldn't watch him deliver his speech in person. But in that speech, Biden said the president can't stop the violence in the country because, well, he's part of the cause.
Fires are burning, and we have a president who fans the flames rather than fighting the flames. But we must not burn. We have to build. This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it.
Biden went to a shuttered factory that's been converted into a sustainable energy center and a part of Carnegie Mellon University. And that's where he gave that speech, lashed out at Trump, and spoke in that big room.
These are not images of some imagined Joe Biden America in the future. These are images of Donald Trump's America today.
Now, when Biden went to that local firehouse, he was interrupted by a guy who said he was a retired firefighter and had a bullhorn, was standing on top of his truck shouting at Biden. He said, you finally got out of your basement. You're not going to win Pennsylvania. But Biden not done traveling. Apparently, he's considering a trip to Wisconsin soon. Says he'll hit a series of other battleground states, but that won't begin until after Labor Day.
How about if ticked off bullhorn guy just follows him everywhere he goes?
He might.
Every time Biden gets out of a limo, there's ticked off a bullhorn guy.
Sorry, I set off Siri there on the phone for a second. Yeah, what's the opposite of a groupie? That's what that guy would
exactly,
be for Biden.
Exactly. And he's an individual, so that's the opposite of a groupie almost all into itself. Dr. Bill and a forecast that promises things to stay hot, but not as wet, and he should be on the way in about 3 minutes on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blunt on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today to meet with law enforcement and survey damage from recent riots in the streets there following the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she doesn't believe the president should be making the trip right now.
What we see from him over and over again, and particularly as part of his reelection bid, is to exploit tensions and division. And that's the last thing that Kenosha needs, it's the last thing that Wisconsin needs, and it's the last thing that our region and our country need.
The president saying Portland, Oregon leaders are not up to the task of handling violent protests in that city, telling Fox News last night the Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler is incompetent after Wheeler blamed the president for an incident that killed a demonstrator over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Walmart's taking aim at Amazon Prime with a new membership service. The AP reports Walmart Plus will cost $98 a year or $12.95 a month and give members same-day delivery on 160,000 items, a fuel discount at some gas stations, and a chance to check out at Walmart stores without having to wait at a register. An attorney for JCPenney says negotiations about a potential sale are at a stalemate. It's believed primary talks are with a consortium that includes mall property owner Simon Property Group. Fox Business News says the department store chain instead will pursue a bankruptcy sale to top lenders that would hand them equity in exchange for their debt claims. Apple rose 3% to $129 a share, while Tesla soared 13% to $498 on the first trading session after their stock splits. That helped boost the NASDAQ, which closed at a new record after adding 80 points. The Dow closed 223 lower, S&P 500 slipped 7, but overall the Dow posted its best August since 1984 and the S&P since 86. Futures are mixed. That's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
There he is. Dr. Bill, good morning.
Well, good morning, Dan.
How's everything and how hot's it going to get today?
And we're going to get in the 90s today. We got up to 89 yesterday. Looks like about 92 this afternoon. We're actually going to see a reduction now in the number of showers and thunderstorms around, and that's going to be for several days. It also allowed the temperature to climb into the 90s, so we're going to start off with some hot weather for the month of September. In fact, the heat index today should be up around 105. So look for partly cloudy skies, a few thunderstorms this afternoon, and as I mentioned, temperatures in the low 90s. Tonight, 75 will be the low under partly cloudy skies, and then tomorrow it'd be mostly sunny and temperatures in the low 90s, possibly up to 93 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Well, the high pressure system over the Gulf of Mexico is going to build over us for a couple of days, and that's going to give us, let's call it dry weather as far as rainfall is concerned, but the humidity is still on the high side. As we look ahead to Thursday, mostly sunny again, high in the low 90s. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and we could get into the mid-90s on Friday. Now, the weekend looks really good. If you're headed to the beach, you've got some great weather. Be mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible. They'll be inland, and the high temperatures will be in the low 90s. And even Monday looks fairly good, mostly sunny, with a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and the high temperature on Monday around 90 degrees. So not bad for a holiday weekend with those temperatures getting in the low 90s and some good weather to get down to the beach.
Dr. Bill, we had a lot of rain over the last couple of weeks. I want to know how that how we fared in August for our traditional amount of rainfall. And also, forgive my short-term memory, but is September a traditionally rainy month for us down here?
Yeah, September is definitely not a dry month. October is known as the dry month here along in the south, and certainly in our area, the driest month of the year. But as for the month of August, well, we caught up a little bit, but we finished with 4.37 inches of rain, and that's about 2.5 inches below normal. So August was below normal. The normal rainfall for September is 5.11, over 5 inches of rain for September. So we're not going to start out on the wet side, as I mentioned. It's going to dry out a bit for the next few days.
You know, when I think of October, I think of all the great outdoor events that this part of the Gulf Coast has every October, because the weather's usually really perfect for that, like the National
Fruit Festival. Yeah, because usually in October we start to get our first really cold fronts move in. We get a lot of dry air with low humidity, and many people say October is the best month of the year here along the Gulf Coast.
You know, if you're down at the National Shrimp Festival, Doctor, in October, and you're out there and enjoying all the great food, and then as the sun starts to go down, it starts to cool off.
Oh, I mean, man.
It is just as good as it gets around here, and sadly, we may have that kind of weather, but we can't congregate and do all that stuff that we love to do this time of year.
But just remember, October is part of the hurricane season.
Yep.
And as we look now out in the Atlantic, we have a little bit of activity that we're watching. In fact, one storm right now, which is a tropical depression, is off the North Carolina coast. But it's no threat to the U.S. mainland because it's moving away from the coast out to the open Atlantic. There is a tropical wave that is organizing in the central Caribbean, and that could become a named storm as it heads toward the Central American countries and perhaps on up into the Yucatan Peninsula. I don't think at this point that it's going to get into the Gulf. We'll continue to watch that. And then there's another very strong tropical wave coming off the African coast, and it has the potential of developing once it gets out over the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, that pretty much wraps it up. We wish you well, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, Dan.
There you go, Dr. Bill Williams, staff meteorologist.
Yeah.
Doing his thing.
Talk to him twice an hour, every hour, FM Talk 106.5, or you can hear from him twice an hour, every hour, except on the morning show. We play him a little more often so you know what to expect for your day and the rest of the week.
We'll make sure that you're good to go. It's 7:39. A guy named Justin Meadows, he was good to go, but it's the way he went about it all that has put him in News of the Fools, and that's around the corner with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department just wrapping up the accident at northbound 65 between Dolphin and Spring Hill Avenue. That one's going to be without injuries, but it is tying up traffic again, seeing delays there. And also Spanish Ford at 31 at 225. And if you're traveling right by Rockwell Elementary by the Eastern Shore Center, also seeing delays on the Eastern Shore. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's your time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the Spa at the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 15-minute or more treatment. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all, Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 7:41. Sunny and hot today. That's basically it. The heat index about 105.
Oof, it's going to be hot.
Man.
Maybe look for some air conditioning. Get inside a store today. And this segment brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile. It's where I like to shop for my CBD. If you appreciate the benefits of CBD, now, right now, is the time to stock up. And because your CBD store of West Mobile is celebrating Labor Day with an everything in the store sale. Every single thing. And if you're not familiar with CBD and would like to know more, all you got to do is ask Joe Brown at your CBD store and then stock up, because like I just said, everything in the store is on sale today and this Thursday only. Select items are 25% off and 10% off all other items. And to make it even sweeter, you'll get a free gift with purchase. So do like I do and visit my favorite CBD store, your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest across from Waffle House, or you can call in your order at 260-3223. That's 260-3223. Even pick it up curbside if you'd like. Your CBD store of West Mobile, Labor Day sale today and this Thursday only. They're open from 11 to 5, closed Friday through Monday for Labor Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, news of the fools, and the fools are out there, and they end up in stories like this. So there's a guy, he's 30 years old. His name is Justin Meadows. You wouldn't happen to know Justin, would you?
Not that Meadows.
He's kind of a loser. Last week, he was in Sarver, Pennsylvania. Don't know where that is, but somewhere deep in the woods of Pennsylvania. He wanted to get home, but his home is in Avon, New York. That's about 275 miles. So what does Justin Meadows do? He says, let me just steal somebody's vehicle. And he does steal something, a school bus. He finds a school bus with the school district all over the side of it. And, you know, pretty obvious. This is a school bus for Sarver, Pennsylvania.
Hiding in plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight. I don't know if he hot wires it or the keys are in there like they always are in a movie.
Yeah.
The keys are always in the ignition. Anyway, off he went because he's like, I got to get home, man. So he drives a school bus from Sarver, Pennsylvania, 275 miles to his hometown of Avon, New York. He parks it on some guy's, like, farm property. And so when the and then he just heads home by foot, you know. So the guy wakes up the next morning. He's like, what is a Sarver, Pennsylvania school bus doing on my property? That doesn't seem right. And he calls the local authorities. And evidently, in Avon, New York, they've got some sharp cops. And they trace it all back to a guy that evidently they've had dealings with in the past. We're back to Justin Meadows. And they easily figure out that Justin's the guy behind the hidden, stolen school bus. He's arrested, felony possession of stolen property and other such charges. And Justin's been put away. That's the latest on him.
Yeah, the important question here, did he put that stop sign out every time he stopped in the school bus when he put it on the property?
He wanted to do the right, you know, if he did one thing right in all of this, he did put the stop sign out, and then that cautioned everybody around him. Sports on the way. What you got?
Yeah, coming up in sports, I talked with former Auburn running back Ronnie Brown last night, and he previewed the upcoming season. I'll let you know more coming up.
You guys had a good show last night.
Thank you.
It is 7:45.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blount on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 747 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers have had some obstacles to overcome over the last week. The team is set to return to practice today after missing two practices and a scheduled scrimmage last week due to positive COVID-19 tests and team meetings due to that social unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Currently, 9 Auburn players have tested positive for the coronavirus, and another 7 are being held out of practice for precautionary reasons. Last night on Sports Night, Corey LeBounty and I talked with legendary Auburn running back and current sideline reporter for the Auburn Sports Radio Network, Ronnie Brown. We asked the newest inductee into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame how head coach Gus Malzahn and the Tigers are preparing for this strange 2020 season.
In talking to Gus, and, you know, I think getting the sentiment and the mentality of what's going on, you know, he's preparing everything as like the season's going to happen. And so, you know, with that in mind, you just have to be ready until, you know, you get the call and say, okay, we got to change the plans. But, you know, it's just business as usual. You take the approach of we're doing everything to prepare like there's a regular season, and, you know, we'll do it that way until there's not.
Brown, of course, split time in the backfield with Carnell Cadillac Williams during his time on the Plains in the early 2000s. So, of course, I asked for his take on the state of the Auburn running backs heading into this 2020 season.
From what I've heard, you know, they've had a really good camp. Competition is good, especially on the collegiate level. When you talk about a Sean Shivers, you talk about a DJ Williams, you talk about a Tank Bigsby coming in, you got Harold Joyner. So they got a group of guys that do different things, have different talents. I mean, I expect big things from this group.
To hear more from the Ronnie Brown interview, check out the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night podcast on our station website. Auburn set to begin their season at home against Kentucky on September 26th. Of course, you can hear that and every single Tigers game this season right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the NBA playoffs last night, Jimmy Butler set a new career playoff high with 40 points, leading the Miami Heat past Milwaukee 115-104 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinal series. And Oklahoma City forced Game 7 in their Western Conference first-round series against Houston with a 104-100 win. Chris Paul led OKC with 28 points in the victory. In the NHL, Tampa Bay advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 3-2 double overtime win over Boston. Victor Hedman scored the Game 5 winner, and the Lightning are headed to the conference final for the fourth time in 6 years. The Colorado Avalanche avoided Round 2 elimination in a 6-3 rout of the Dallas Stars. Stars still lead the series 3-2, with Game 6 scheduled for tonight. 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
When you go to vote this November, you may be surprised the way the polling personnel looks in 2020, right? More unusual stuff in 2020.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't think we had enough. That's on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio, and we're, you know, coming to the end of the summertime. Kids are generally getting back to school, if they are going back to school, and fall's here. And you've told me in the past, this is the time that you want us to do our planting.
This is my favorite time to do some planting. If you've got an idea that you're going to redo your backyard or your front yard or any sort of landscape project, I'm telling you, right now is a much better time than spring. It's just it allows the plants, trees, shrubs, even turf to get into the ground and get it established before the stress of summer happens.
So we have healthier plantings if we plant now instead of this spring.
By far.
All right, that's what we all want. So let's talk about spring part two with you in the fall. How do we get in touch and get you to come out and plant some stuff this fall?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. The accident clearing northbound 65 between Dauphin and Spring Hill Avenue. You're finding heavier traffic off the exit ramp there. Also off of Airport Boulevard, you are finding heavier traffic along 98 as you travel from Daphne to Fairhope. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, right across the street from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, seizures, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And now, local focus with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. This is when we don't have to really dig up these stories. They almost hit us in the face because they're local, and it may be what a lot of you are talking about, or some of these stories that you're already aware of, but we might dive a little deeper into them, including maybe some younger poll workers at the voting places this fall.
Yeah.
And that's on purpose.
Yeah, get used to when you show up to the polls, somebody will say, "Oh my gosh, you're wearing that?" when you show up, because they're angling to have younger poll workers at the polls this year. Now, last week we talked about a story where Mobile County paid and received a lot of these tablets that have the voter registration information on there. So instead of them flipping through page after page to find your name to make sure you're registered to vote, they've got tablets now. We talked about how that might be an issue, maybe a little bit of an issue for some of the older poll workers, and also an issue for older poll workers. We're in a pandemic. Hello.
Yeah.
It's tougher for them and a little more dicey for some of the elderly to get out. And, you know, they love doing their civic duty. And a lot of them, that's their thing. They love going out to help.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of the same poll workers where I've gone to vote for years.
Mm-hmm.
And these are faces that I only see when I'm voting. So it's something, obviously, that they either have the feeling of civic duty or they really enjoy doing it.
Yeah, so the state of Alabama pushing for teens as young as 16 to work the polls this November. Too young to vote, but not too young to work
at the
election places. Secretary of State John Merrill said, "I hope that some of them will want to become permanent poll workers." He said, "We're looking forward to seeing a lot more students available and working on November 3rd. The teen workers will include people from 16 to 18. So 16 is the youngest. You can sign yours up if you want to get rid of them for a day. And the 18-year-olds, they can be...
to put it that way.
They could be the full-fledged poll workers, but if you're 16, 17, haven't turned 18 yet, they will not be allowed to handle a ballot and cannot determine voter eligibility when those voters come to the precinct. This state law is actually pretty new. They passed it last year, state law to allow teens to work the polls as interns. Etowah County, for instance, during the March primary, they had over 60 student poll workers, and health, a major issue for some of the elderly poll workers, but also just trying to get some of these young people involved.
Get a new breed.
In the civics process. Yeah. Exactly. Barbara Cadell, she's with the League of Women Voters. She said, voting's a habit. Once you get into the habit, you vote even when you're not thrilled with the people who are running for office, for instance. I think that's a good quote right there. So they are looking for teens, and if you're trying to get your teen involved in something like this, well, just reach out. You can. We've got the website linked, and I'll put that up on my Twitter page. But you go to the Secretary of State's website. You can just Google Alabama Secretary of State and follow the links there.
All right, we've got some strange stuff going on south of I-10, including the water in Bayou Batry.
Yeah, so I know we have a lot of listeners from Bayou Batry, and this was a bit of a news story for me. I guess there's brown water coming out of the pipes.
Oh, brown water.
Yeah, they're calling it sweet tea-colored water.
Yeah, that's
disgusting. This comes from a story over at WPMI. One of the residents there, Joanna Basarge, said this is happening for over a year, and the water's actually becoming darker in color.
Gosh.
She said, I turn the water on at night to run bath water for me or my kids, and it looks like sweet tea.
Disgusting.
She lives in Irvington. Her water comes from Bayou Batry, and she said, over the last year, the water will be clear sometimes, and then sometimes it'll be dark yellow with a strong chemical odor. They talked with, who was it here? Jeff Harrison, CDG Engineers. They're a consultant company for Bayou Batry Utilities. Now, he says that the water is safe, and this problem started after they installed two new wells back in 2018. Apparently, one of those wells has a presence of iron, and the levels have increased in the water over time. Right now, they're spending $700,000 on designing a new filter system to fix this issue. They do say it's safe to drink, but I don't know about you. I would take a second if I fill up a glass of water and it looks like sweet tea. And is supposed to taste like water.
If it's safe, why are they fixing it?
Yeah, good question. Because no one wants to drink it, I imagine.
They said, or bathe in it.
They said they're also flushing out water lines where customers are seeing the brown water. Infiltration system still in the planning and approval stages. They said they're going to complete that by February of 2021. But I'd like to hear from some of our listeners. If you get your water from Bayou Batry Utilities, have you been experiencing this issue? Have you been getting the sweet tea-colored water coming out of your pipes?
It's the first I've heard about this. You know, I know people live down that way. I haven't heard anybody just, you know, the grapevine talking about this, but if I had sweet tea colored water coming out of my tap, or I was about to bathe my baby or grandbaby in water that looked like Hershey's chocolate milk, I would have what would you do?
I would not drink
it. Sweaty baby.
Yeah, sweaty baby.
What would you and sweaty baby do with all this?
This would, you know, iron. I know they put it in some deodorant. Yeah. Maybe it would work as an antiperspirant. Maybe this is the fix. I need to move to Bayou Batry and start bathing sweaty baby in the brown water. The iron will fix the issue.
By the way, I talked to Dalton on the phone last night. Sweaty baby, very bad mood. Sweaty baby, a sweaty baby bad mood alert last night at Dalton's house. It's Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members-only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blount on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248.